Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And we are joined by the general manager and vice president of baseball ops, J.J. Piccolo. He joins us every couple weeks here on 96.5 The Fan. Good morning, J.J. Appreciate you joining us. Obviously, want to get to last night and where this big league team is at. But for starters, let's just get it out of the way here because people were wondering what changed, I guess, and what did you guys see from Cags? Why was now the right time to promote him up to AAA?
Yeah, well, to be honest, like nothing changed. He just continued to dominate Double A baseball. You know, it was really good to see. He's, you know, we all know he hits the ball extremely hard, and that's his, you know, superpower. But we started to see some improvement in some of the decisions he was making on what pitches to hit and what pitches to lay off. And quite honestly, the level just wasn't good enough for him the way he was playing over an extended period of time. So we thought it was time for him to take the next step. You know, AAA, the pitching's better. Pitchers can game plan, but more importantly, follow a game plan better than AA pitchers because they're older, smarter, more experience, and that's the right next step in his journey to the big leagues.
When you guys drafted him last summer, I mean, if I would have told you then, like the ideal quote-unquote timeline even just to get to AAA, like, is this kind of best case scenario for him to get up to AAA this quickly?
Absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, over however many years I've done this, I don't know how many players that we've had in their first full season that go to AA and just really dominate the league and now are in AAA. Obviously Brandon Finnegan back in 2014 was a different situation. He was a pitcher and we brought him right to the big leagues pretty much after a stop in AA, but you know, this is the first that I can recall, and just happy that he's doing what he's doing. I mean, a lot of credit goes to our scouting department in identifying Jack with the 6th pick last year and have a lot of confidence in moving forward and selecting him. And Jack has exceeded expectations. You know, we knew he was good, but until he gets out there and plays, you don't know how good he really is or how long it's going to take for him to get to AAA. But certainly he's on a fast track, clearly.
I know even in the front office, as you're getting a little bit of the comparison game, like our morning show host mentioned Adam Dunn. What, for you guys, who do you kind of envision Jack Caglione, who does he remind you of in the big league levels? Is there anybody that he kind of comps to?
Yeah, I mean, Adam Dunn I can see because of the power, but Jack is going to be a more complete hitter than Adam. Adam struck out a lot. I mean, very good major league player. I think he's going to be able to control the zone better than that. You know, honestly, like what we hope he develops into, and I'm not saying this is who he is. This is what we would like to see is some version of a Pete Alonso. I mean, that's, you know, a left-handed version of Pete Alonso. Pete makes a lot of good plate decision or pitch decisions. He's got massive power. You know, he's turned himself into a pretty good defender at first base. I mean, and coincidentally, those two went to the same high school, you know, so it's kind of weird. You know, that would be excellent for us, you know, and really, you know, the thing we don't want Jack to do is to try to be anybody but himself. I know that the comp game, we do it in the scouting world all the time, and it's just part of it. But Jack needs to be himself, you know, whatever version that of Jack that it allows him to be the best major league player he can be. That's what we'd be happy with that.
Funny enough, we learned about Pete Alonso when we ripped some baseball cards with him. Are you a baseball card guy at all, JJ?
Growing up, I very much so. Not as much here in the last 15, 20 years, but as a kid, I was at card shows pretty much, you know, every Saturday somewhere.
Do you still have a couple of things from your collection as a kid?
Oh yeah. No, I do. I got a ton of stuff.
Is there so, one? Is there like one or two cards COVID, that? Go ahead.
That COVID allowed me to go back and look through all those cards and kind of file them better, like a lot of people did during COVID.
Yeah, no, the card market boomed during COVID for sure. Is there a card or two that I guess you just right away you're like, all right, this whether it's the quote unquote best card or maybe it just has some real sentimental value or something.
Yeah. I've got a 64 top set, postcard set that there's some Hall of Famers in there. So that set stands out. Mike Schmidt rookie card, just because he was my hero, you know, growing up. So they're the two. And when you ask that question, come to mind right away.
Let's talk about the big league club. Let's start with Chris Bubich last night. We've already at some point this year talked to you about why you guys maybe felt comfortable trading Brady Singer and Chris Bubich being a part of that. But even to this point, he is a legitimate Cy Young candidate, JJ, based on the early performance this season. What has made him so dominant in your mind?
Well, first of all, he's commanding the ball exceptionally well. He's got above average stuff. He's got three pitches. And when you're commanding those three pitches, you know, it's hard as a hitter to defend against that. And last night he had that backdoor breaking ball going that really just froze a lot of hitters. And he was landing it very, very consistently. And when pitchers can do those types of things, they got a chance to have great outings. But with Chris, he's always been a guy that prepares well, studies well, very intelligent guy. And, you know, a lot of what we saw before he got injured and then what we saw last year out of the bullpen is what gave us the confidence that we could count on him to be in the rotation. Now, did we expect him to be pitching to a 1.74 or whatever it is right now? Probably not. But we expected him to pitch well, and we had a lot of confidence that he would. I think what he's doing right now, I mean, it's really, really exceptional. After the game last night, you know, and I think you have asked me this question before, does he have an innings limit on the year? You know, right now he's on pace to throw about 195 innings on the year. But the real reason why that he's on that pace is he's been so efficient with his pitches, even in striking guys out, that he's getting deep into games. You know, usually guys that strike hitters out, their pitch counts get high. It's more of a 5-6 inning, but he's been so efficient with his pitches that, you know, he's getting into the seventh inning regularly. And we had a hard time after the game trying to come up with innings where he was really, really in heavy traffic. He got in some traffic last night, but he hasn't had a stressful inning the entire season. So he's just matured as a pitcher. Obviously we're really happy that he's done that. And, we look forward to him pitching every fifth day.
We're talking to JJ Piccolo here on 96.5 The Fan. Obviously, in the last week, you guys did have to put Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo both on the IL. Do you have any indication at all on where the timeline could be for both? I know they're two completely separate injuries involving each player.
Yeah, we feel very confident that it's, you know, very likely. I mean, who knows what can happen, you know, during these 15 days, but you know, right. If we were betting on this, we would expect them to pitch in 2 weeks. You know, they'll get their 15 days. With Cole, it was just a fatigue tightness issue. It wasn't a re-injury to his groin. And with Seth, he's got a little swelling in his finger that has already gone down. And we expect them to make their starts, you know, I think it's the end of June or end of May, early June, when they can come off the IL, and we would be disappointed if they weren't able to make those starts. So luckily they're minor, and we felt like at this point, this is about the entire season. Let's not push through these things and potentially lose them for even more time.
Because of the off days, can you guys get away with a bullpen game? Is there somebody else in AAA you'd look to? I know you guys just brought in Rich Hill or Avila. I didn't know who you guys were thinking there.
Yeah, no, we'll see how tonight goes. But, you know, we didn't use the bullpen much last night. Sunday we used four relievers, but it was very minimal pitches for each guy. So we're in a position to potentially go bullpen tomorrow. But if we're not able to do that, we'll have to decide who's going to come up. And we have a couple options for that. It's just a matter of, I still think regardless, it'll be a day where we use five, maybe six innings out of the bullpen, regardless of who comes up. So we will probably just take who we think is our best arm from Omaha.
Cody mentioned Rich Hill, so I wasn't planning on asking you about him, but he's 45 years old. Obviously, it's an unbelievable story. Last week, everybody, at least listener-wise, everybody's like, well, where did this come from? I'll just ask you, what's the story behind what you guys see there, and potentially what could that mean?
Well, for one, we had some injuries, I'll say, in AAA, where we didn't have the depth in our rotation in AAA that we feel good about. So we were looking for a starting pitcher, and we have a special assistant named Dave Wallace. You might be familiar with him, but a longtime major league pitching coach with the Dodgers, Red Sox. Dave is a special assistant for us and has a lot of history with Rich Hill from Rich's Boston days. And he reached out to Dave Wallace and said, I've been throwing, and sent Dave some video, and Dave's very familiar with him. So we thought it was an opportunity. It's hard, when you need arms, it's hard to get your hands on arms. You look at other teams, they're not trading guys just because you need some pitching depth. So here was a guy that's got experience. Dave's very familiar with him. And Rich was willing to go to AAA. So he's in Arizona right now getting built up, and not sure what the timeline is for him to get to Omaha, but it shouldn't be too long.
Are you ever impressed by someone's competitiveness? At 45, he's certainly earned enough, JJ. He doesn't have to keep working at it. And he's like, I'll go to Omaha. I just want to pitch.
Yeah, no, that's pretty special. He has no reason to continue to pitch with the career that he's had, but obviously there's a love for the game. He feels like he can still perform at a level that will help a major league team. The other thing that's great about that is, regardless of where it goes with Rich Hill, the time he's spending in Arizona right now, he's helping other players get better. It's hard when you're 18 years old and you watch Rich Hill work. How can I get better? When you're watching a guy that's done it for 20 plus years, and then when he gets to Omaha, there's a wealth of knowledge there that Rich has that our guys will learn from it. So there's a lot of benefit to the organization when you have a guy with his experience in minor leagues with your younger guys.
Speaking of Royals general manager JJ Piccolo, I want to ask you about one more thing that happened in the game last night. Q gets tossed because of the, I think, correct complaint about blocking second base there from Dairon Blanco. But I've always said on the show that I'm pro a little fight every once in a while, JJ. I think it brings people to their feet a little bit. As a general manager, are you pro getting in an argument every once in a while? A slight brawl here or there?
Yeah, I'm not going to say I want to fight. you want the competitiveness, and just the way Q came out of the dugout. I was joking after the game, I've never seen you run so fast to get out there. But players get frustrated with that. That play is a very difficult call for the umpires. Every time we have a play of that nature, there's one team that disagrees with what the call was. I think the umpires, by and large, would love to see that as a reviewable play. The managers wanted it to be a reviewable play, and hopefully that play becomes reviewable next year, because it is the one most consistent play that creates the most controversy over the last several years. But to see Q come out there, we're in a tight game. Players get fired up about that, so there is a residual effect. It's not intentional on Q's part. It's very natural. But I think guys like to see their manager fighting for them once in a while. And that play is very frustrating, and middle infielders can't stand it, and runners can't stand it. So the timing was appropriate.
That, of course, involved some base running, and one of the frustrations, I think, from some fans here, in addition to where the offense is at, is just, hey, some of the mistakes maybe on the base paths. Some of it is just wrong spot, a little bit of bad luck? What are you seeing from the base running, where obviously when you've struggled to get some guys on base, and then there's been some free outs given up?
Yeah, no, that's frustrating. Fans have a right to be upset about that. We've made some poor decisions on the bases. We're trying to be aggressive, because we're trying to score more runs. Regardless of what anybody tells you, when an offense is struggling, guys feel it. So now you're pressing to try to do more. And last night we ran into three outs last night. We gave them an inning's worth of outs on a line drive double play, a pickoff, and a first to third that really wasn't a first to third. That there was no way anybody was going to make a first to third on that play. So we gave him three outs. But I think that's a sign of an offense and honestly, like human beings pressing because they want to do more and they want to score more runs. We've always said if we're going to make mistakes on the bases, be aggressive. I'll put those plays in a semi-aggressive, but they're pretty easy reads in last night's case. And we got to be better than that. And those guys know that. It's just one of those feelings when you're coming off the field, you're like, what have I just done? You know, there's no question whether or not you should or shouldn't have gone in those cases last night. It's pretty cut and dried. But we got to be better than that, to be very candid. We got to be better.
Last one for you, JJ, before we let you go. We appreciate the time with the Royals general manager here on 96.5 The Fan. I know we're not even to Memorial Day. That's coming up on Monday. But when do real conversations, maybe they've already happened, about ways that you could improve this offense, whether those are internal or external options?
Well, internal, they're going on all the time. I mean, that is a constant. I don't think we go more than 6 hours without somebody making a suggestion. Throwing something in the Slack channel, an idea or two, waiver claims, et cetera. But when they become real discussions, I still think we're a little ways away. There's only a couple teams that are right now probably willing to talk about any of their players. If you're 5-6 games under 500, even at this point, maybe 10 games. I mean, the Tigers, I think, inspired a lot of teams last year with what they did from August 1st on. I mean, they were kind of, left, like they're gone, they're out of it, and next thing you know, they're in the playoffs. So I think, teams want to hold their players longer in case you go on a run like the Twins just went on. So I think we're a little ways away from really having discussions that pick up, but I can promise you the internal discussions are never-ending.
JJ Piccolo joining us here on Cody and Gold. Appreciate it, as always. We'll check in a couple weeks.
All right, guys, thank you.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.